Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ghouls. Welcome to Doc Sludge's Toxic Cinema. Tonight's episode, X the Unknown. What is X? Good question. Does it have anything to do with algebra? Maybe. No, I'm kidding. Actually, X being an unknown variable does have a lot to do with algebra, but algebra is not used in this movie. Now, what is X the Unknown? X the Unknown is a 1956 sci-fi horror film directed by Leslie Norman, starring Dean Jagger Edward Chapman, along with Michael Ripper. You may recognize Michael Ripper's name from different Hammer films. He's a stock player. He's been in tons and tons of Hammer flicks. You'll know him when you see him, and I make him know his voice. And also, this movie was written by Jimmy Sangster, who has had a lot to do with Hammer horror films and sci-fi suspense films. Now, X the Unknown takes place in the Lochmouth. I am so sorry about my pronunciation. Region of Scotland, it's sort of near Glasgow. Basically, the military is out in this quarry area, and they're basically doing training on how to surf, find radiation. So they have a crew out there that are finding little radioactive tidbits that they placed with Geiger counters and so on. Having used a Geiger counter, a very inaccurate Geiger counter myself, that is kind of a hard thing to do. That's a side note. So basically, this rift in the ground opens up and people die. A couple of soldiers get burned, radiation burns. And of course, the military is trying to figure out, and there is. Excuse me. A kind of a strange thing going on here where a few other people are mysteriously either. They get radiation burns, or they melt, or they're found melted. I didn't think radiation could melt people, but this is 1950s. Atomic stuff doesn't make any sense. Atomic energy can make giant lizards that can stop Tokyo. So it's 50s sci-fi logic. Trust me, it works though. Now, just so everybody knows, this movie is in black and white, and. I'll be honest with you, it's a very suspenseful, fast-moving flick in the point that they give you the information about these experiments that are going on at an atomic facility. It's like, okay, information, suspenseful scene. I'm a suspenseful scene. A couple of the scenes take place in the woods, and there's like a bit of a mist going on, and all power. I'll tell you, it's really, really designed well. The music in this movie is great, but the suspense factor, if you're not familiar with this movie, the suspense factor is very high because you don't know what's chasing these people, you don't know what's happening to these people that X exposes, that they find X, you want to call it. And it's got some very good suspense. Excellent mood lighting, lots of shadows. It's just, it's really a very well put together movie. Admittedly, there are a couple scenes that are fairly laughable and might give you the giggles. Once again, it has to do with the sci-fi logic of the 1950s. And also that X, I'm not going to ruin it completely for you, but X is like another couple movies that were made in the 50s and 60s that involve a large group of mass. That's all I'm going to say about that. And the miniature work with this large goopy mass is rather goofy looking, and it really doesn't work very well, but it'll make you smile, and make you kind of enjoy the show a little bit. It's kind of like the whole, the actors and actresses in this movie are fantastic. The special effects are but that's what makes it more fun. The movie's about 81 minutes and had a budget of $60,000. So that tells you it was a very low budget movie. And it was actually, it's really, really good. You know, like I said, it's fast paced, it's fun, the music's fantastic. And the way that they try and fight this goopy thing is very inventive. It kind of reminded me of how the humans and Godzilla try to fight off Ghidorah, the smog monster, and Godzilla versus the spot monster. Another little tidbit of information about this movie. It was originally supposed to be a Quatermass film, like Quatermass in the Pit, the Quatermass Experiment, Quatermass 2, the Quatermass TV show, or I should say short-lived series. And it's quite, as far as I can remember, I think Carl told me that the original rights owner of Quatermass, I think the author, thought that this movie was going to be so bad that they said, absolutely not. Quatermass will not be involved with this film. So they changed a couple of characters around, took the name Quatermass out, put another name in, and essentially this is the Quatermass film that is not a Quatermass film. And it's just really, I really would suggest everyone who likes old 1950s B-horror flicks to check this out. And I'll be honest with you, it doesn't feel more like a B. It feels, a B is like a lower grade, at least it's not a Z grade. This is like a B-plus grade monster movie. But it's not really a monster movie. It just rolled with me on this one. So, it's fun. It's goofy. There's a very good suspense. It pulls a couple of punches. It doesn't pull any punches. The whole rule of children don't get hurt in horror films is not held up in this movie. So if that kind of thing bothers you, it's not graphic, but of course it is sad. But if that kind of thing bothers you, I would avoid this movie. Now, unfortunately, X the Unknown is in a real weird spot when it comes to getting this thing on DVD. I want to say about 8 to 10 years ago, there was a Hammer collection that was put out, I think, by Anchor Bay. Don't quote me on that. It could be another company. And it's done a double feature with the Four-Sided Triangle and X the Unknown. And it's currently on sale, I'm going to call it sale, on Amazon for $124.99 new. Okay, used, it's about $40. What is that with or without shipping? Oh, that's with $4. Okay, $39.99 used, very good, plus $4 shipping and taxes, of course. So that's not too bad. Now, if you want to get X the Unknown by itself, that's $139.99 for X the Unknown by itself, or $111.86 used, not including shipping. Then there is a foreign import DVD with X the Unknown and the Abominable Snowman with Forrest Tucker and Peter Cushing. That's about $90. So if you want to get it that way, you can, or you can look it up on eBay. But there is an easier way to see this movie. It actually is on YouTube. Now, is it licensed on YouTube? I do not know. Do these people who have it up on YouTube know copyright laws? I do not know. But I'm just saying to everybody that it is on YouTube. Just type in X space the Unknown, and you can find it. I really, really enjoyed this. I actually watched it last night in my spare time on my laptop, and I do have the DVD, by the way. And it's I really enjoy X the Unknown. It's the 80 minutes that it runs feels like 15. It's so fast moving. And there's characters in this movie you're going to like and some that you're just going to, oh, I just want to slap you. And actually, there is a redemption for a head of the nuclear research facility near Glasgow. He is a real jerk throughout the movie to our main character. You know, I think you're full of baloney. But he actually redeems himself by apologizing and say, hey, you know what? I was wrong. You were right. Let's kick this thing's rear end if a goopy mess could have a rear end. I don't know. But yeah, I really, really think it's fun. The acting is superb. You know, you wouldn't expect any less from Hammer. Michael Ripper, he does have a small part as a soldier or a commander or something, but he's got like maybe 10 lines in the whole thing. But of course, once you see him, you hear his voice, you know it's him. And I've always liked Michael Ripper. Just a really cool actor. Unfortunately, he passed some years back, but you know, that happens every once in a while. Well, X the Unknown. I hope I gave everybody enough enthusiasm to go see it. Go find it. It's definitely worth your time if you enjoy old black and white sci-fi flicks that are actually quite good with really laughable science. Okay, just as a little side note here. Like, 1950s sci-fi movie Logic. Pure example of that would be Fiend Without a Face. Now, in Fiend Without a Face, a nuclear power reactor is giving energy to these brain creatures that will suck your brain out of the back of your head. Now, logically speaking, you can get rid of the creatures by shutting down the nuclear reactor. You know, I know there's a whole process with shutting down a nuclear reactor. It's just not, you know, flip the off switch and we're done. How do they turn off the nuclear reactor? With a stick of dynamite. Yeah, a stick of dynamite to the control center of the nuclear reactor. This is, once again, being without face. And you just kind of sit there and go, no. No, that was 1950s, out here in like the 2019. Logically speaking, throwing a stick of dynamite into a nuclear reactor's control area is a really bad idea. Chernobyl, anybody? Yeah, basically. So you do get that kind of silliness, but it kind of makes it more fun, too. And special effects, except for the goopy mass itself, are really, really good. Especially the melting. There was a human that melts in this movie, and I was actually fairly impressed. And it's kind of a little bit more graphic, as well, 1950 movies were more graphic when it comes to the victims of X than you kind of expect. It's not like anything horrific or nasty or whatever. It's just kind of like, ooh, I saw something. Ooh, I wasn't expecting that. Okay, moving on. But yeah, it's fun. I'll be honest with you. It's one of those flicks that if it's ever on like TCM or AMC, you better believe I'm sitting down and watching it. So, which I don't think it's going to be on this Halloween, but, you know, like I said, it's on YouTube. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. You can probably import the Blu-ray or DVD for much cheaper through Amazon or, excuse me, eBay or whatever. Prices from $50 to $150 to $200, depending on what you do, what you want, what your budget is. And, yeah, that's it. So if you can catch it on YouTube, people who enjoy, I know I keep saying this, the people who enjoy the 1950s sci-fi movies, this is a smart, but silly sci-fi flick. So definitely check it out. It's fun. Please go take a watch of X the Unknown. So I've had a very, very long day. I've been worked for about, more than 8 hours today, and I am completely, utterly whooped. That means tired. So I wish everybody a good night. Sorry if it sounds like I'm rambling, because I am, because of the tired factor. But I would 100% suggest anybody who enjoys hammer flicks, old monster movies, or just British film in general, to check this puppy out. So that's it for X the Unknown. Good night, everybody. Oh, I forgot one thing. I'm actually going to be heading out to the Haunted Barn this weekend to go visit Joey Vento and family, because he's doing a showing of Picnic at Hanging Rock, which is based off of a true story with a mysterious disappearances. So I think that's going to be really awesome. So if you want to meet, if you are interested in seeing the film, check out the Haunted Barn on Facebook. And I will be there this weekend. I'm coming in Saturday, leaving Sunday. And I hope to see you there. Goodbye, everybody. Let's do that foghorn one more time. There we go. Good night, everybody.